Balzer and Bray and Harper Audio present Faith, Greater Heights by Julie Murphy. Performed by Joy Nash. She needed a hero, so that's what she became. 1. I really have to go first? I ask again. Chess nods with certainty. You're the most likely to back out, and there's no way Matt and I are getting matching BFF tattoos, only for you to chicken out at the last minute. I hold one hand up. I'll remind you both that I've run into an actual burning building to save puppies. And people, Matt adds. And people, I confirm. I am the definition of not a chicken. Besides, having a fear of needles is totally normal. Chess takes my hand. We know that you're not actually a chicken, just when it comes to needles. This the one you want? Matilda, the petite tattoo artist with pink, spiky hair, asks. Her voice is more gravelly than her appearance would lead you to believe. Her makeup is dark and dramatic and completely hides the person underneath. I wonder for the thousandth time on this trip if this is what happened to Colleen after the fire. Is she somewhere out here, hiding beneath pink hair and bold makeup? Would I even recognize her if I saw her again? I hope so. And I hope she's okay, wherever she is. Matilda waits for my answer as she holds a stencil of the wings the three of us picked from the wall of designs. Not quite angelic enough to be angel wings, but strong and powerful still. I nod. Me first, I guess. Let's see your IDs, Matilda says, and for the first time in my life, I realize that my ID is about to open a door that has been shut for all 18 years of my life. A door of needles and permanence. We each dig into our pockets and proudly hand them over. I'm pretty sure that getting matching tattoos with your high school best friends ranks high on the list of regrets for many people. But after last semester and all that the three of us have been through, I can't see myself regretting this. I just wish someone would knock me out for the whole needle poking my skin over and over again part. You know, I say, it's not too late for us to just get those matching buttons at the Spam Museum instead. Buttons can be forever, too. While I do indeed heart spam, Matt says, I think I'm ready to commemorate our friendship in a slightly more permanent way, and one that will make my mother say, Matthew James, what in God's name did you do to your body? His voice goes comically high and sounds nothing like Mrs. Delgado. I snort as I glance at my phone. I should check in with Grandma Lou. Chess grips my wrist. You called 45 minutes ago, and she was just as fine then as she was 45 minutes before that. This was, of course, Chess's idea in the first place. When Matt finally turned 18 on Valentine's Day, she said we should get ink to bind us together before we all head off in different directions next year, even if I don't quite know what direction I'm heading. Spring break was the natural time to do it. Our epic plan was to road trip, a visit to all the great roadside attractions Minnesota has to offer. It would be our first sort of grown-up expedition without any adult supervision. And because I am definitely a chicken, I've been putting off our date with a tattoo gun until our very final day. Faith, calls Matilda from her station, where she's suiting up with black latex gloves as she snaps them against her wrist like a war doctor going in for battle. You're up, babe. Can my friends come with me? I ask, eyeing the little gate separating us from the actual tattooing section. Normally just one at a time, but what the hell? You three get back here. She waves us through the gate.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?